Welcome back to Mind Coliseum. If you haven't checked out the previous series about the five signs of jealousy, go ahead now, okay? Now, in this new series, we are going to be discussing the five ways that you can deal with anxiety. You know, when your heart is literally beating very fast, your palms are sweaty, you know, you got sweat on your forehead, down your face, you're shaking, you want to hit the toilet, not real quick, but for a long time, you know, because the butterflies, they're not even swimming, they're dancing, they're just bouncing off the walls in there, you know. So, the first way that you can deal with anxiety is make friends with your anxiety. I know, it's crazy. Why do you want to make friends with something that's fucking annoying? Like, it stops you literally from acting and literally moving your body. It stops you thinking. Make friends with it? Fuck that. But, hear me out. If you make friends with it, how can it continue to be your enemy? Exactly. And if you change your relationship with something, the way you look at it will also change. If you treat something as your enemy, then you're fighting against it. But if you don't treat it as your enemy, you treat it as a friend. Now you're working together. You see what I'm saying? You're working together. So, the benefits of being friends with your anxiety are you become less anxious, obviously, more relaxed. It's easier for you to move on in the world. It's easier because you don't feel stuck anymore. So, I want you to practice gratitude. This is how you start to make friends with your anxiety. Practice gratitude. How can you be grateful for the anxiety? It's crazy. However, if you are seeing anxiety as a friend, right, which is one of the ways to deal with it, you need to practice gratitude. You need to thank the anxiety for making obvious, right, for making obvious what you actually need to do to move on to the next level. Because as you've heard before, on the other side of your fear, of your anxiety, is who you want to become deep down. Because you only feel that anxiety because you're actually doing something worthwhile, something that scares you, something that makes you wake up in the middle of the night and question yourself. You look in the mirror and you're saying, can I really do this? Which means you want to achieve something, you want to do something, you want to be somebody. That's why that big thing, that big person, that big future that you are working for to become, that's not going to be easy. So you're going to be nervous. You're going to be anxious. You're going to be scared. Yeah. You're going to feel the fear. Go on. That's a sign you actually want to better your life. So practice gratitude, because the anxiety is letting you know, we're about to get to that next level. At least you know you're not a loser doing nothing. Because everybody is doing the easy thing, and that is nothing. But that doesn't have to be you. So remember, in order to make friends with your anxiety, you've got to practice gratitude. Be grateful that the anxiety is making obvious to you that you are a man or a woman on a mission. You actually want to better your life. And you can also make friends with anxiety by looking at the positives of it. Look at the positive. Yes, the positive of anxiety. It's telling you that when you are in this type of situation, you start to get sweaty palms. Your voice starts trembling. Your legs turn to jelly. They start shaking. Yeah. It's letting you know so that in the future you can compose yourself better. You can stand tall, stand firm, stand strong, stand powerful. Your anxiety is letting you know more about your body. You are becoming self-aware. Knowledge of other people means you're smart, but knowledge of self means you're wise. Know the situations that make you anxious. Anxiety is telling you when you are here, when you are there, when you are doing this or that, when you are thinking about achieving this or that, you want to go hit the toilet and shit forever. The anxiety is letting you know where you're confident and where you're not confident. That way, you can build your confidence so that you can achieve those things. The anxiety really is your friend. It really is your friend. It's time to start seeing it that way. It's your best friend. It's your guide. And if you're not getting that anxiety, you're either very confident or you're not achieving enough to be scared, or you're not aiming high enough to be scared of falling. Stay tuned for the next video. The second way that you can deal with anxiety. Stay blessed.